This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here again. It's 11/20/17. Yes, Monday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer has exited stage left. What was it? Stage right. Jennifer exits on stage right. Victoria exits on stage left. That's there you go. There are the opposite sides of the room, if you will. So Charles Manson is dead at the age of 83. This is a great trivia question. If I wanted to talk about this with any great aplomb, I would do it, but I don't want to because he isn't worth my breath. But the cult was called the Helter Skelter Gang. The things that he did, the people that he shared his life with, and the fact that there were so many perverts who followed him when he was in prison, who were... They were just the women who would fall in love with him and want to marry him, kind of stuff.
That happens a lot with serial killers. These crazy women, like, who was the guy who was kind of handsome, actually? Ted Bundy, right? I saw a documentary on him.
Yeah.
And he liked women, I guess, with long dark hair and gold hoop earrings. And these baddie women would show up in court trying to get his attention at his murder trial.
Yeah.
Trying to show up and, like, score a date with him.
Yeah.
But it's not even just when they're attractive. Like, there was a woman who I think she was in her 20s or 30s and was trying to marry Manson, like, a couple years ago.
Ugh.
Now, I don't know what you get out of that situation. Like, he's in jail, so you don't really get to be together if you just get some kind of notoriety.
Right.
Or what,
even he looked like a creep.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He wasn't creepy. He looked like horrors.
Not my ideal man, I've got to say.
Nope. So we're going to, in the television report, talk about Jeffrey Tambor and a couple of other television stars who are caught up in all of this. Does it even become necessary? It's kind of like Charles Manson. I don't want to give him much of my breath, and I'm not even sure that I want to give any more to the sexual harassment focus, because it looks like there's a piling on impact to this now. The serious ones, the things and what's being flushed out is good, but at some point I think, and it's not fair to say that they're all, anything that's being added in, is all of questionable integrity. The people are of questionable integrity, but I think some of the things that are coming out, although I did see something that I thought was worthy of some note, and that's what, this is something that you wouldn't pay much attention to probably other than in this circumstance because there's so much attention being paid to it. There's a study, it's not an official study, but a report that the women who work in hotels, that clean the rooms in the hotels, are subject to lots of sexual harassment.
Hmm.
And so the conversation is catching up to them as well, because of, you know, if you're in the room and a lady comes around and wants to clean the room and, you know, some pig says, oh, how about that hoochie-coochie, you know, that I can see that happening, frankly. A lot of people who don't make a lot of money get this sort of trash talk, not respected. And that's the word. To not respect somebody because they don't make as much money as you do is really pretty, it's pretty shiftless, frankly. Yeah. You know, to have that, if that's what makes you feel important, that you make more money than somebody else, man, are you a loser. Oof. But there are, we all know people like that, frankly. We do. We know people that are, so... All right, let's get some good news on the air. I have been very outspoken about this. Victoria, you have as well. People that are in my circle of friends were horrified last week when it looked like the Trump administration was going to allow imported African elephant trophies. Apparently somebody got to him, and that's what makes me think that somebody did this and didn't ask, and I wonder how much more of that stuff is going on. They did it and they didn't ask or talk about it first. They just did it because they figured, oh, yeah, the boss will go along with this.
Well, he's making the decision this week. This is very likely still going to go through. But
why
he at least
that?
Tweeted. Because he tweeted that the people who are in favor of this say that this helps conservation. Those are the same numbers that they're going to give him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're going to tell him. And so I'll be pleasantly surprised if he actually cancels this. I don't see it happening.
Me too. I won't say I won't see it happening. I just will hope that it happens because this is one of those things that separates, for me, anyway, for me, it separates the men from the boys. This is totally intolerable. This is not acceptable. This is just wrong. The hunting groups versus the animal rights activists. But
you don't even need to be an animal rights activist to just know that this is
a human being.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and then the lions, that's the next big thing that they've been hiding. A couple months ago, they started taking permits to allow lion parts to be exported for trophies. Just same thing. So that's the next big thing.
Is that an American thing or is that in the countries where the African lions are? This, we're talking about Zambia and Zimbabwe, right?
Right, the same idea of the elephant trophies. They approved it for lions starting a few months ago, but they didn't tell anyone. It was not made public.
Isn't it interesting? Every time, this is kind of like when you buy a red car, you see red cars everywhere and you hadn't seen them before.
Mm.
Every time I turn around, there's a story about Zambia, Zimbabwe, and this sort of area. And this is where Meredith is on she's on a safari.
It'll be very interesting to hear what what her opinion is when she comes back. I mean, having been there firsthand and talking to safari guides and people who actually do animal conservation, I'm very interested to see what she comes back with.
She's very much on that plane, as you know. She's very much, she's all for the animals, and that's what this whole thing is all about.
African and Indian lions, the populations have dwindled 43% in the last 20 years.
Because of this heartless, cruel, unnecessary.
And the same with the elephants.
Or any rhinos. Let me look at the way they defaced. They were letting the rhinos. Some of these African countries were letting people go in. They pay a fee to go. They dart a rhino to knock them out, and then they cut their horn off.
Yep.
And then they'd come back too, and their horns, there's a big hole and bleeding everywhere. And most of the time, they would die.
Yep.
From it. But they wouldn't be that, well, we didn't kill them, we just took their horns. Yeah, right.
It's crazy when you think about it, right? Like,
barbaric.
It feels like you have to have psychopathic tendencies to be willing to pay, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars to go somewhere just to kill something.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's something, and I agree with you, Kara. I think there's something really off.
When you break it down, you know, whether you're supportive of hunting or not for food and to eat, it just, there's something really crazy about paying to kill something. That's just, it just seems bizarre.
Well, isn't that part of that movie? What's the name of that movie that was so popular? It had two or three different, there have been movies done over the years. Matter of fact, I think there was actually a cult that existed that chased humans someplace. And they were the prey.
Well, there was a book. I don't know if you had to read it, but I read it in high school. It was just like a short story called The Most Dangerous Game. And everyone was super freaked out by it because it's basically this rich guy brings a bunch of people to his island or like people who are shipwrecked. And then he, you know, makes nice with them and his friends. And then he actually hunts them. So,
And this is just to make a distinction here, because I know everybody's like, oh, you whiny liberal. Like, I get that a lot. It's annoying, but whatever. This is not what I consider to be hunting.
Yeah.
These are not deer hunters, and as much as I think deer are so cute and sweet, they are overpopulated, and most deer hunters use the meat, and so that's a completely separate thing.
Yeah, that is a sort of different thing. Yeah.
And so I just will state for the record, before the hate mail comes in, that to me, in my mind, that is a completely separate thing. I have friends who are hunters, who are NRA members, and they are extremely responsible with their firearms and with their hunting practices. That is totally not what I'm talking about. Out here. This is just big game hunting. There is absolutely nothing being used with the meat or anything except for trophies on a wall. And to me, there is a huge difference.
Yeah. All right. So, food for thought anyway. Here's something else that is worth your time, your attention. What to do with your home in this era of the smart home. Smart home services provided by Vivint something that you ought to consider, because when you think, right, yeah, you know, how many people have, is it Alicia? What's the thing, the V, what is that thing that's now everybody's using?
Alexa?
Alexa, that's it, yeah. Well, Alexa can't do any of this stuff. You could say to Alexa, close the front door, and how's Alexa going to do that? But Vivint Home Systems have got it all figured out. Security cameras, thermostats, door locks, window sensors, centralized controls. This is a fabulous idea. If you're living with someone and you really love them, and maybe you're moving into the home or something and you want to change things around, it's a great, a really conscious Christmas present to give. Automate climate controls for optimum comfort while you're saving 9 to 25% off heating and cooling bills. Now, who doesn't want to save up to 25% off the heating bills? Now, this is nothing but smart. Front door visitors can access when you're not even home. If you want to let them in, you can do that. Unlocking doors, locking them remotely. There's so many different applications for the Vivint Home System. I can't, in 60 seconds, do it justice, but I can send you to the DJV Show website, and there you'll see the banner ad for Vivint Smart Home Systems. Click on it. Check it out. The website has a lot more information. That's at djvshow.com. And the number to call once you've looked at all of this stuff and go to the next step is 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. Yes, go the smart route. Go to the next step, Vivint Home Systems. Check it out for your home. 855-718-6167.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
While supplies last. Valid 11/23 to 11/27/17.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales?
Using new moisturizer?
Nice.
It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too?
Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, coming up on 19 after the hour, Jeffrey Tambor has quit Transparent because of the harassment allegations. He just doesn't want to work. He's not admitting to sexual misconduct. He had been accused by a co-star and a former assistant of sexually, whatever the definition is now. But then he said, I do a lot of other things, but I didn't do that. But I don't want to work around people that don't want to work with me, so see you later. I don't know. What's that show Transparent about? What is that?
He plays a trans...
Oh, right!
He's the star of it. I mean, you can't have the show without it,
gone.
So...
Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. And then the passing of Anne Wedgeworth, who was an actress in Three's Company. She was 83. People are talking about that. And now the question comes to tonight, and what's going on TV, Victoria, tonight? What looks hot?
Well, tonight on ABC at 8 is Dancing with the Stars. It's the finalists. It's the 10th week of performances. Julianne Hough, who used to be one of the professional dancers, she is a guest judge, and she'll also be dancing. And Pitbull and Fifth Harmony will be singing together. And then if you want to get a little bit of some laughs in, David Letterman is awarded the Mark Twain Prize tonight, 8 o'clock PBS. A whole host of people will be there and celebrating
him. I wouldn't mind taking that out.
Yeah.
All right, good job. Thank you, Victoria. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For us to visit the new music department on the DJB show every hour. During this portion of the hour, we have a focus on music stories about the musicians. And this is a new tune from Bob Seger called I Knew You When from a new album of the same name. Let's crank it up and see what we think about it, ladies.
Oh, your timing is so awesome.
Isn't it great? Every single time we get into these things, we should cue it up to this so I can talk over it. All right, listen.
He sounds older.
He sounds like himself pretty much. When our heroes I've always liked him, actually. Immortal, were they really so? How long has this been had a hit?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I will only say I'm grateful for the time I
knew you when I knew you when. All right, so that's the first of three. I Knew You When from Bob Seger. Kind of a country feel, a bit of a country feel to it, pop country. But he's got a very interesting way about him, and you can tell by listening to him, it's a Seger song for sure. Second on the list of three new music tunes for your consideration, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill together. Telluride. That's pretty good. This is good.
But yeah, they sound great together.
Rest of Our Life is their first joint album.
Isn't it surprising that they've never done an album together?
Yeah.
They have, you know, songs here and there.
Is she really skinny? Do I remember? Is that the one I'm trying to remember? What husband and wife team I saw, and I thought, though.
They're both really skinny. They're both thin. I mean, they're both a beautiful couple, but, yeah, they're both thin.
She got upset with some. Is that what it is? They're fit?
Yeah, very, very.
There's a difference between being fit and being thin.
No, they're like workout fit. They just happen to be thin, but they're in great shape.
So Faith Hill play the guitar?
Tim McGraw does that. I don't know
if she does
or not.
I don't know if she does. Huh. All right, so this passes the taste test to a point. But I'm looking forward to this song that you found from... Say, you want a little more of this? All right, a little bit more. Tell you right.
Just go back to tell you right and do it all over again.
band so far, but I'm looking forward to this one. Mavis Staples is back. 79 years old. And the Staples Singers is called Little Bit. New album called If All I Was Black. Mavis.
Yeah, this is a very politically charged album.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. She made no bones about it, and there's some great songs on here. This song is about, you know, police shooting young black teenagers. And it's hot.
Doesn't sound like the usual Staples, the Staples Sisters, Bill of Fare, Staples Singers. Good backup here.
How old is she now?
79.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's on tour, right?
With,
who did we say she's on tour with? Something interesting.
Somebody, like, was it? Who was it? Who was it, Karen?
I can't remember. I know that she collaborated on this album with someone interesting, too, that I wouldn't expect either, but I can't remember who it was. But right, this has so much soul. I love this.
Lots of stuff. All right, so good. Mavis Staples gets a thumbs up.
Bob Dylan. That's who she's touring with.
Yes.
Bob Dylan.
You're right. Yep. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, thumbs up. And Bob Seger, all of them good. 28 after.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Nick Miles in Japan this week with the latest automotive news from the 2017 Tokyo Motor Show. Nissan introduces their new IMX concept car, an electric family SUV that focuses on self-driving technologies, and it will learn the user's preferences. It has a 180-degree screen that wraps around the car with 12 cameras. If you don't want to drive, you can tuck the pedals and steering wheel away, recline, and let the car do all the driving. This might be the Nissan of the future. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Shop Black Friday deals online Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Get $19.99 toys. Quarter carat diamond earrings are just $34.99. Shop online for $2.99 bath towels or $8.99 throws. And get $9.99 women's sweaters. It's Kohl's Black Friday. Shop online Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. That is a more powerful bond than being born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless, welcome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Now 34 at the hour as you're listening to what's going on in the world from our perspective, the DJV experience. Jennifer Horn normally scoots out about this time to go do her one of her other three for programs that she does. Victoria Keelan, however, Johnny on the spot, Kara Schillen at the control.
You just called me
studio.
A toilet? Wow.
I didn't think about it that way.
That's all I think of when someone says Johnny on the spot. That's literally the name of every porta potty.
You know, that Johnny Carson, there was a company when he was doing The Tonight Show that went into business doing just that. And they called the toilet, or they called the company, "Here's Johnny." And he sued them and won. Not only did he win, not only could they not use the phrase, "Here's Johnny's," anymore, but I think he got $8 million out of him, something like that, because you don't do stuff. You know, you got to use your head when it comes to. If there's a good play on words, I didn't even think about that. Excuse me. I'm pretty proud of myself. Get it? Head?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Keep on moving, Dougie Poo. So let's see here. The AMAs last night, Diana Ross was the person feted. Got the Lifetime Achievement Award. Her grandson won. I didn't realize that he was. I thought her daughter was there singing, right?
No, her daughter was hosting.
Hosting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Tracy Ellis Ross. She's the star of Black-ish.
yeah.
on ABC.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you check out the kid's moves, I mean, I say that because he was kind of a cute kid. Diana Ross is singing a number of her songs on the show last night. Apparently, Christina Aguilera performed a touching tribute to Whitney Houston. And then there was Pink along with Kelly Clarkson. Is that what we're hearing here?
This is Christina Aguilera doing the tribute to Whitney Houston.
Oh, okay. Let's listen to that for a second. Was it good?
It was excellent.
Yeah.
Your way.
It sounds a little like Whitney with us.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, she did, actually.
So I go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Song.
Yeah.
From The Bodyguard, didn't it? Wasn't it in the movie The Bodyguard?
Yeah, they were celebrating the 25th anniversary of The Bodyguard.
You know, I really like that she kind of
was
went
Kevin
simple.
Kevin Costner there?
No, he wasn't there. Not that I saw on TV, at least.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, I like that Christina Aguilera seems to have gone fairly simple with this song because she has a tendency to kind of oversing mm-hmm. and, like,
yeah,
really...
Yeah.
Do a whole lot, and you know, this is a tribute, so it's kind of it's nice and respectful
she did a
that she was
perfect
yeah.
job. Yeah,
yeah. Well, apparently, I don't usually like these music shows, but there are a lot of highlights.
It was a pretty good one last night, I have to say.
So, it was Pink. I read something about her being sort of acrobatic. I did not see.
Sort of acrobatic? She was hanging off of the JW Marriott Hotel.
Really?
Singing and doing an aerial acrobatic show while people in the hotel were looking out their windows at her. It was insane. It was
really?
Insane. And she was singing live because you could hear her breathing as she was flipping around and stuff. It was impressive.
Yeah. And then Selena Gomez sang her new song, but was she lip syncing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Like, it was so obvious.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's not even that hard of a song to sing.
I know. She was the only one that I thought was actually just lip syncing. I think everyone else sang live.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah. Diana Ross included. I mean, she was the big star of the night.
Yeah. Demi Lovato walked on the red carpet with Danica Rome, who is the lawmaker that's had a sex change operation, right?
Yes, she's the first, I think, openly transgender representative to ever be elected,
yeah.
right? She's not a senator, right? She's a representative?
Yeah, I think she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were a lot of other... This kid from Korea was on. I'm looking at his performance. From
that was their... I didn't see that part. I went to bed, but they were. That was the big South Korean... I think boy band. They're
yeah.
one of the biggest bands in the world, but it was their debut yeah. on American television.
So isn't Diana Ross 78, something like that? Seems to me.
Something like that, but
yeah.
she doesn't look it.
No.
She's amazing.
So this is the kid kissing his mother, Diana Ross's grandson.
She had the whole family. She had like a cast of
yeah.
thousands. She rivaled DJ Khaled's entourage.
Bruno Mars did well. Looked like Keith Urban did pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All Lady right. Gaga won an award. She was in D.C. at her actual concert. They did a remote broadcast.
Yeah.
And then she won only her second American Music Award, which is sort of bizarre when you think of how many Grammys and everything she has. But it was only the second time she won the AMA, and she won for a pop rock female. So yeah. she was on stage when they gave it to her. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
A good show all around.
Yeah, looks like a good show. Speaking of Danica, the lawmaker's name is Danica Rame. There's Danica Patrick news today, along with the others who were, I think, what, three or four of the NASCAR racers had their final race yesterday. It's not the way she wanted to go out. Her race was over after she completed 139 laps. The 267-lap Ford EcoBoost 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway. She hit the wall between turns 3 and 4. This is how dangerous this is. She lost her front tire,
yeah.
Car filled with smoke. And then when she hit the wall, another car was right behind her and didn't have any place to go, so it slammed into the car. So Danica Patrick said she was angry after and disappointed after all this. It was her fault. She said she got the tire rubbed against the wall, caught on the wall, and that's why it blew out.
Mm.
So that was
sad end to her NASCAR career. I mean, yeah. She was kind of plagued all along.
But why did
she lost her sponsor? She doesn't have a choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did she lose the sponsor?
Her results just haven't been good. She's had a string of bad luck. Some of it, as she admitted, was her own fault, and some of it was totally beyond her control.
Yeah.
And she just couldn't find a sponsor.
I'm surprised. I would have thought somebody would want to be associated with that. Women racing cars, NASCAR, that's a big...
But see, they do, and they have for a really long time. I mean, she's been doing it for a while, but her results just aren't as good as what a team owner would need. And if you want fair and equal treatment, you don't keep her just because she's a woman. You know, I mean, if she can't hang with the boys, and it's not even a gender thing, if she just can't hang with the other drivers who have better stats, then, you know, I mean, that's... As women, we fight for equal rights, but, you know, sometimes if it doesn't work out, yeah, it's got to go both ways.
Got to go both ways. Yep, yep, yep. Also in sports news, Donald Trump and LeVar Ball. I don't know who LeVar...
I think while you were in Italy, this story happened, right?
Really? Well, I don't know the story, so bring me up to date.
So this is the story of the three UCLA basketball players who they were over there with the team playing an exhibition game against Georgia Tech, I think it was.
Yeah.
The three of these jerks decided to shoplift at some high-end stores.
Trump bailed them out. If it hadn't been for Trump being there, they wouldn't have gotten out probably, right?
Well, that's what he says, and so that's his story. Then he tweeted that, you know, they weren't going to thank him, which they actually did in a press conference. They all thanked him and acknowledged the U.S. government and the President Trump's involvement, whatever. And then LeVar Ball, who's the father of one of the boys, the guy is a total wackadoo. He's constantly making insane comments. He's got two or three other sons. They all play basketball. He basically made the comment saying that, you know, he didn't think Trump did nearly as much as Trump claimed he did. And so then Trump, you know, can never let anything go. He got onto Twitter and said he should have left them all in jail, and now it's just become a whole big thing. This is going to go on for the rest of the week.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, glad I asked. Thank you. In a moment, some food news, including a focus on Trader Joe's packaged salads. You're going to want to know what the latest is on that in a moment, 44 after the hour. The latest from our perspective on health. A lot of people want to advertise their products on this program for good reason. As a lot of people listen to our experiences and they decide, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I think I'll try that too. So add to our list of success stories the story from Purity Products about Krill Omega 50 Plus. It has CoQ10 in it. And because of that, because of the best omega-3, you don't have to decide between fish oil and krill oil because you've heard they were both good. You have to take two pills. No, you don't have to. Nope, there's a solution to the problem that everyone will find satisfying. Fish oil and krill oil together in Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity Products. I take it. Helped me in my knee, especially as my knee kind of went south on me this summer. And I don't want to have that darn, you know, they have these operations. A friend of mine who runs the bank had knee operation. Oh, man, is he in misery. It'll be better eventually, but... Why go down that path? If you are taking care of yourself, you know your joints need special attention as you get a little bit older. This one small pill is so powerful it promotes cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will absolutely love. You'll love the way you feel, the energy that comes from the CoQ10, and you'll feel the difference in your joints and your energy level in just 7 days. And what's best about the Krill Omega 50 Plus is it's free. People say, huh? How can they make any money? Well, they want you to try it for a month and see what it does for you, then buy it after that. But in the circumstance we have now, you pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle at 800-355-1493. Do it now whilst you are thinking about it. Get the free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800 800-555-1493. Is that slow enough, Victoria?
Yes. Need to,
one more time. 800-355-1493. Get that free bottle now of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Shop Black Friday deals online Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Get $19.99 toys. Quarter carat diamond earrings are just $34.99. Shop online for $2.99 bath towels or $8.99 throws. And get $9.99 women's sweaters. It's Kohl's Black Friday. Shop online Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 57% of Americans who travel during the holiday season reported a stressful experience. Jason Gahn, Bank of America executive.
Thanksgiving kicks off the busy holiday travel season, which often means crowded airports and traffic delays. While many of these stresses feel unavoidable, there are simple ways to lessen their impact. For example, take flights early in the morning and pack a carry-on bag, which can help you save time and alleviate costs and stress. Also, consider using a flexible travel rewards card. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn points, not miles, that can be redeemed on a variety of travel purchases, including hotels, baggage fees, as well as airfare. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, which could help remove stress from your future travel.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
47 after the hour now with Doug and Jennifer. No, Doug and Victoria. You know, I get this into my system, and it just comes out like, hello, oh, here's my mouth open. What comes out? Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Well, Victoria and Kara here. So Kara just said she got a Trader Joe packaged salad yesterday. I would bring it back to the store, get my money back. Supposedly, there are traces of glass in the salad. So anybody who has, and I don't blame, that doesn't make sense to blame anybody anyway.
Now, are these just, because they have a ton of different salads that you can buy, are they just specific ones, or is it across the board, all of
the
their salads?
The curried white chicken deli salad, most of them are the turkey cranberry apple salad. Let's see here.
Waiting for the chopped salad with Israeli couscous, because that's what I have today.
No, I don't see that. I see,
but yeah, probably still good to not risk it.
There's chicken and turkey salads that are in the statement. It's on their website. Why don't you go to their website and check it out?
I will. Do they say, because if it's the ones with meat, do they say why? Are those ones made in like a different plant or something? Or, I mean, why would there even be glass around?
Well, but you see what happens with these stores like this. They have private companies that private label. But in the case of Trader Joe's, most of the products that they have are made just for them in their company kitchen. They recalled a couple of other products, some sauce and yogurt dip also last week because of bacteria worries about them. They've taken all of these, obviously, off the store shelves. But let me see here. If Washington, it's Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma. Let's see. You, Oregon and Washington. No. So probably not going to be your stuff. But bring it back anyway. 10 before the hour.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Forgive Kara for not finding the original version of this song, but maybe this is all there was. Or what's the point of us playing Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison here, Chucker?
Because Julia Roberts had an unexpected big hit here at the box office this weekend.
Yeah, I wondered about that. The movie's called Wonder, as a matter of fact. The story of a youngster who has had his face operated on and the trials and tribulations. It looked like a very interesting premise. Actually, isn't Owen Wilson in it too? Didn't I see that?
And he is.
Yeah.
It's I'm a family see... film that performed very well. I'm going to go see it either tonight or tomorrow, so I'll let you know what I think.
All right. There were a couple of interesting things in the previews that I saw last night that I want to talk to you about. When I went to see Murder on the Orient Express, tell you about that, too, right after this.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max. Limit one.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
First of all, you went to see Murder on the Orient Express, I think you said last Thursday, and seemed to like it, although you had some criticisms of it. Refresh my memory as to what you were thinking, and then let me compare it to what I thought.
So you make a comparison. Actually, I didn't see it. My wife saw it. She really liked it.
I thought you did see it. Oh.
No, I did not. My wife and daughter, my wife really liked it. My daughter, who's 12,
well,
said she liked it. Not as much as my wife, though.
I had forgotten. I've not the movie and the book and the stuff, the story and how it comes together. Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. There are a couple of really good Class A actors. Kenneth Branagh, who also directed it,
yes.
Stars in it as Pierrot. And there's some new talent there that look pretty good. But you know who takes the, even though she didn't have a big part, Judi Dench, man, every time she shows up on the screen, doesn't make any difference what it's in, she steals the show. And people, when they see her, Judi Dench is in the movie, wow, I'm going to go see it.
Did you think she looked really old? Because that was something my parents commented on, that they must have.
They made her up to look older.
Yeah, okay.
She looked the same as she did as Queen Victoria in the last movie I saw her in last month. I don't think she looked any different.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, no, she's really, man, she can certainly help a movie or open it. But she can, no doubt. The story, the way they did the effects, the train. The stage and how they had to put it all together, it was really, most of it was good. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I went, frankly. I felt good.
So scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I'd give it a 7.5.
Okay,
yeah,
fair.
I would give it a 7.5. It's worth seeing, frankly. And I saw some previews for a couple of movies I know I want to see, including The Post, Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks together to tell the story of Katharine Graham and the Pentagon Papers. That's coming out, I think, this weekend, as a matter of fact. That looks good. All right, so what did you see that you liked?
I said Thursday night I saw Justice League, which opened number one, but it did under $100 million at the box office in its opening week, and $96 million, which has to make executives at Warner Brothers very unhappy, considering that Batman vs. Superman did $166 million in business last year in its opening frame. There's a lot of stuff written on the internet, a lot of articles about Rotten Tomatoes and why this film underperformed. The general public seemed to really like it. Got a B-plus cinema score. I really liked it. I admitted, and I think most people who support it admit that a movie has flaws, but the cast chemistry, I still think, is real good. Let's see if word of mouth exists and this film maintains legs and does well over the Thanksgiving Day weekend. But for some reason, the DC universe with Batman, Superman, Flash, so on and so forth, doesn't translate among critics the way some of the Marvel comic book movies
do. All right, you got a few seconds. How'd the rest of the box office show up?
Wonder with Julia Roberts is very well. $27 million in business. It was tracking at 9 to 27. That's good. Thor placed third, $21 million. Daddy's Home, $14.8 million. $50 million in 5 weeks with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. And Murder on the Orient Express placed fifth, $13.8 million. $52 million in 10 days. That's fairly solid.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. You're fairly solid.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.